What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. My God, heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. We serve a God who is rich in houses and in land. He holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. We honor him today, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Brother Carl, what are you excited for? I'm excited because I'm about to pray. That's right. I'm excited because this is my opportunity to be judicial in the spirit. This is my opportunity to make some orders, to shift some things, to turn some things, to break some things. This is my time that if there's an issue going on in my life and a situation that I can't solve, this is the opportunity that I can bring it to the Lord. I used to sing a song at my church I was raised in and said, "It's me again, Lord. I have a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I have a problem that I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. I need your love that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's me again. Oh, Lord, it's me again. I called you this morning, and I called you late last night. But, oh, Lord, it's me again." I hope you're ready. Because I have an assignment to the body of Christ, two assignments. One is to sanitize the prophetic. And I believe that that's why God shows me the things that he shows me. It's not for my glory, not for me to be wonderful and great and magnificent. But I believe the Lord gives me insight and revelation of what is to come because of the assignment that he's placed upon my life. That is to sanitize the prophetic. But secondly, I have another assignment, and that is to birth praying prophets. Yeah, prophets who are not just gifted, prophets who don't just see, prophets who can, but prophets who are extremely prophetic in the sense of not just seeing it, but changing it. For instance, and I make my boast in the Lord, we have Gas on God this weekend here in Charlotte, and the forecast had declared that it was going to rain all day. But we prayed on this prayer line, and you prayed with me, and guess what? No rain during the time of the Gas on God. That's the prayers of the righteous. I said, we're going to shut up the heaven. And we did that. All right. Now, I'm going to pray another prayer before I get off of here because the weather's still a little low. It's in the 40s or the 50s. And amen. I need that to come up to the 60s or the 70s. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. But that's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession. That's the power of calling on the name of the Lord. And I want to teach people not just to be prophets in the sense of seeing it, but I want you to change it. See, psychics can see it. Psychics have the ability to see a whole bunch of things, but they don't have the ability to go in the spirit realm and change it and shift it and turn it. There are many things that God has shown me was coming into the life of certain individuals. But God reveals to redeem. God doesn't just show us things so we can go away walking off. I'm going to look at what God showed me. And I want to say that to you all that claim to be prophetic people, but your judgment, all you want to do is speak, I see this, God showed me this, and I know this is going to happen. Well, you're not ready for the prophetic because the prophetic is not about seeing it. It's about shifting it. It's about turning it. It's about changing it. Are you listening to me? I hope you get what I'm saying. God reveals to you a situation because he wants to shift it. He wants to turn it. He wants to break it. He wants to move it. He wants to stop it. He wants to block it. So if God shows you an accident, you don't sit up and wait on the accident to take place. You pray against the accident. That's why I say pray. Amen. For Mariah Carey and pray. I'm going to tell you another person we need to pray for. Chef Ramsay had a vision of him the other day. He was on every television network known to man. Every network. It was almost like something happened to him where he was seen on every television station. So I'm praying for him. Now, again, people say, why are you praying for these people? These are sinners. They are sinners in time, but you don't know if they're sinners in eternity. Meaning you don't know who has prayed for them. You don't know what God's plan for their life is. You're looking at them in time. But I'm glad to serve a God who doesn't judge me in time. He judges me in eternity. Because guess what? Somebody was praying for you when you was a sinner. And if nobody did, Jesus did. Jesus prayed for you, had you on his mind, took the time and prayed for your nappy head itself. But I'm glad he prayed, and I'm glad he prayed for me. I'm so glad that God prayed for me. There's power and intercession. God reveals things not just for you to say what you saw, but for you to intercede and shift it and change it and turn it and cause things to maneuver in the spirit world. I showed you something on yesterday, and I told you this morning, I'm sorry, that there are certain things that you have to do. And remember, I told you that the first thing you wanted to do is make sure your prayer is heartfelt. The second thing I said you wanted to make sure is that you use the name of Jesus. But the third thing I told you to do is you must pray according to the will of God. That's very powerful. I said you must pray according to the will of God. And remember, Isaiah told Hezekiah, you getting ready to die. You getting ready to get up out of here. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and knew that there was a covenant, that there was a promise, hallelujah, that if you fund the temple and took care of the house of God, he could use that, amen, as collateral. I was having that conversation with somebody today. There are certain things that you can use in the spirit as collateral. Dorcas had died. She was getting ready to get out of here, and she was sick and died. But the women came to Peter and reminded Peter of everything she had made, the robes. And on that, Peter prayed, and heaven moved on her behalf. Remember Cornelius? In the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, up until this time, the only people to receive the Holy Ghost were Jews. But guess what? Cornelius, his prayers and his alms came up as a memorial unto God. And the Bible declares that God didn't go to any house, but he went to Cornelius' house, who was a Gentile. But it was because God saw his seed, God saw his giving, and God saw his prayers. And on the account of that, he was able to stand before God and produce a cause. Do not just see yourself in prayer as a little child standing before a father. You got to see yourself in prayer as a defendant fighting against an accuser. The devil is an accuser of the brethren. He is going before God day and night, blaming you for stuff. She did this. He did that. They did this. They did that. But you can stand before God on the account of what Jesus did. That's why we come in the name of Jesus, on the account of what Jesus did. Hey, Kalabashata, on the account of what Jesus did, we can stand in power and say what God has done at Calvary, stand in the covenant of that finished work and decree a miracle in our life. But another thing you want to do, of course, we pray according to the will, but here's the fourth secret or the fourth access point. Wrap up your prayer with thanksgiving. Isn't that Bible? Philippians chapter 4. Let's go there real quick. Philippians 4. Gila landele kitala mandolo zaya. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. All right? So wrap up your prayer with thanksgiving. After you've spoken to that thing, after you pleaded your cause, after you produced your case, guess what you do? Thank him. Thank him. Thank him in advance. Thank him. If you believe that you receive whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive and you shall have them. And if I was to give you a chair and ask you to ask for the chair, you would not ask for the chair. You would say, thank you for the chair. If you needed a chair, you would walk up to me and say, can I have the chair? After you receive the chair, guess what you would say? Thank you. Well, if you believe that you receive when you pray, guess what you're going to say? Thank you. Thank you for the home. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the turnaround. Thank you for the shift. Am I making sense? That's another thing. You got to learn how to thank him. That's why he said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Sometimes you got to give him thank him prayers, just thank you prayers, prayers of thanksgiving, thanking him for what he's done, thanking him for what he's going to do, thanking him in advance. But I want to tell you another secret before we get ready to pray. I'm going to tell you another secret. You can make petitions on the strength of a covenant that God has made with a certain man. If you are a part of a ministry and God, and there's an anointing in that ministry, there's a covenant that God has made with that ministry, on the account of your connection and giving and being under that anointing, you have access to certain things. Ishmael prayed and Hagar prayed, but God did not hear Hagar's prayer. He heard the prayer of Ishmael. Why did he hear the prayer of Ishmael? Because of the covenant that God had with Abraham. So he made it based on the strength of the covenant that God made with Abraham. They told Daniel he couldn't pray, but Daniel accessed the covenant because of the covenant of the Jerusalem temple. Elisha, when he could not get a breakthrough, what did he say? He didn't even operate off of his faith. He operated off of the faith of who he served and said, where is the God of Elijah? When you serve an anointing, when you are submitted to a house, when you are submitted to a man of God, when you are in covenant with a certain anointing, you can use that covenant as collateral. Hey, my God, I'm getting stirred up. You can use that covenant as collateral and say, Father, I serve the man of God. Father, I've obeyed the instruction of your servant. You said concerning this house that this is what will happen. I stand on the covenant that you made with my leader. I stand on the covenant that I am in covenant with and declare such and such a thing. Let me help you explain it. There was a man of God in Africa. I think his name is David Oyedepo. His wife, all right, his wife had gotten very sick. And here is the preacher. He's a very powerful preacher. He's a faith preacher. He's an anointed preacher. He was praying for everybody. Everybody was getting healed but his wife. Everybody. He was praying for men, women, boy, girl, children. Cancer's falling out. Blind eyes coming open. Deaf ears hearing. But when he was praying for his wife, nothing would shift. Nothing would turn. Nothing would break. Guess what he did? And this is a powerful revelation. He went to his spiritual father. He said, hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm praying. I believe God. Nothing is breaking for me. His spiritual father went before the Lord and said, Lord, you made a covenant with me that I would bury none of my children. And on the account of that covenant, I command Satan to take his hands off of her. And immediately she was made whole. It was based on the covenant of his spiritual father. That's powerful. Yeah. Malaba shatalama. Le mandiliki dala hazo. Luvankele bele klesele untanina. Le mankala dusta. I come to tell you, those are secrets. And I'm going to be sharing with you more secrets next week. But those are secrets that can shift things for you, that can turn things for you, that can break things for you. Now, listen, I'm telling you that you don't have to go through what everybody's going through. You can be exempt from it. Noah knew that a flood was coming. But guess what happened? The ark saved him. Pharaoh knew that a famine was coming. But guess what? God gave him a dream, and it was interpreted through Joseph, and that sustained him. There is a spirit that wants to include you in the sorrow and the tragedy of everybody else. Other folk are fighting over gas, and you are. Other folk are losing homes, and so are you. Other people are getting attacked in their body, and now here you are going through the same thing. The devil is a liar. Isaiah chapter 45, Mende, Mankani, Mikalala Mandala Zia, E Bashata, Isaiah 45. Look at what the word of God declares. It says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Why? That you may know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. I come to tell you that there are hidden riches. While other folk are losing stuff, you don't have to lose nothing because you belong to God. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I invoke the mystery of exemption. Lift your hands right now and say in the name of Jesus, I invoke the mystery of exemption. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. And because I am your child, and because I belong to you, I stand on the covenant of the word of God and declare that I will not go through what others went through. I will not suffer what my mother suffered. I will not suffer what my father suffered. My children will not suffer what my ancestors suffered. I declare by divine authority that I have divine exemption. My business has divine exemption. My finances has divine exemption. My children, my health have divine exemption. I will not get sick. I will not have a virus. I will not have a cold. I will not go under. I will not lose anything. I thank you that while others are running out of gas, I will always have gas. I thank you that my lights will never be off. Hey, Mikosha, Lebandili, Lila Kataya, La Kalamandala Hosea, Zibudi, Ribisi Kimankala Desna, Lalantalama Okolobo Ubashi, Bishkane, Lemandili Kita, Robo Sela, Livankala Dimaso, Lulandili Mikilele Beshete. On the account of your word, on the account of the blood, hey, I command divine exemption. I decree divine exemption. And I declare that while others' finances are drying up, I walk in the land that flows with milk and honey, and I accept hidden riches. I decree hidden riches. I command hidden riches and secret places that they may know that you are the God. Show off to my enemies. Show off to my haters. Show off to those who desire to see me go under. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Mikesha, you got to understand, the first instrument of exemption is the blood. Remember when God told him in Exodus, he said, when I see the blood, see, whenever you see blood, that means something had already died. So that's why the blood was used as a case of exemption. If there was no blood on the doorpost, the death angel came and killed. But because the death angel already saw blood, they were exempt. That's the first instrument of exemption. It is the blood. When I see the blood, that's why you cover your children with the blood. Come on, lift your voice right now and command the blood to be covered on your children. Raise your right hand and command the blood. Father, I command the blood. I cover the blood. I cover my children with the blood. I cover my husband with the blood. I cover my wife with the blood. I cover KCC. I cover KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville. Every individual who is connected to me, I cover them with the blood. I apply the blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. I cover me with the blood. I cover my vehicles with the blood. I cover my home. I cover my doorposts. I cover my mind. I declare that the enemy cannot have my mind. The enemy cannot have my children. The enemy cannot have my nieces and nephews. The enemy cannot have my marriage. The enemy cannot have my relationship. I declare the blood. Hey, cover my children with the blood. Cover my money with the blood. Cover my activities, my desires. Cover them with the blood. Cover my body. I command that my body is covered with the blood. My legs, my hands, my arms, my eyes, my ears. Ha, malu, li le le le, le mandi li kitola, la biza, li banzama makutaya. Le vandele me azi, zilule me kikantele me, le mandala hazo kujabaya, le brondele me kitaya. I command the blood. Hey, 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 you heard the blood of Abel crying from the ground. How much more power does the blood of Jesus cry out for me? I command the blood over everywhere I walk, everywhere I go. I cover my family as they go to school, as they walk through the grocery stores, everywhere they go, every individual who is connected to me, I plead the blood and I command the blood to exempt them from tragedy, from accidents, from incidents, from bloopers and blunders, from mishaps and mistakes. May they be covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. Shanta, ye mandele kobaladia. Mandaloza, the second instrument. I said the second instrument of exemption. The second instrument of exemption is the favor of God. Look at Psalm 44. Mula mande, lele mekita, le mandala kurala bahazia. Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but it was your right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. It was the favor of God that granted unto them divine exemption. And then look at what he said, Kodobo Shike, Le Mandala Bazata Lamoya. Give me Psalm 41. That's right. Psalm 41 is coming to me. Psalm 41. Mele, lele mandala gida, ligandala gudala bahazia, zeve de hoja, javankala me. Psalm 41:9. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat up my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up that I may requite them. Verse 11, by this I know that thou favorest me because my enemy did not triumph over me. Father, lift your voice right now and say, Father, every time my enemies want to triumph over me, let favor exempt me. Let favor exempt me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that there are those who desire to hurt me. There are those who desire to betray me, who desire to mock me. But I declare over my life the favor of God. My enemies will never triumph over me. I thank you that my enemies will never see me go under. I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be discredited. I will not be destroyed. I will not go under because I walk in divine favor. I thank you that the favor of God exempts me from the plans of my enemy. The favor of God exempts me from the threatenings of my enemy. I thank you for favor in everything I do. Favor in finance. Favor in talking. Favor in relationship. Favor in connection. Favor in business. Favor in this city. I thank you for favor in the city of Charlotte, favor in the city of Jacksonville, favor in Houston. I thank you for uncommon favor, unprecedented favor, unusual favor. Libo, liban kaladiba, robolobo sutuleme, likandilimi adala, lendelele balahajaya, jekadosh, jikelema, lemandala kutaya, Bankalade, Rebere Bazita Lama, Lankalado Ushna, command favor. Thank you for favor. Thank you that the favor of God rests upon my life. I eat favor. I sleep favor. I drink favor. I wake up with favor. I go to bed with favor. My children have favor. My business has favor. The favor of God and the favor of man is our portion. I thank you that my children has favor, that my wife has favor, that my husband has favor, that my daughters, my sons, my spiritual sons, spiritual daughters, I thank you that they have divine favor, uncommon favor. Hey, hey, Mika, Limandili, Lidolohoza, Zikele Tele, Rebele Bandala Kutaya, Brakanini, Linzalamo Oko, Bukule Biklisele Antalana Yaya, Yan Shanamo, Lukundili Mie, in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray one more prayer. Karabashata, Isaiah 54. Kalabasoto leleme, leman kala di maya, mendene, minana makunda lamaza. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Look at what it says. Single barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord God. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine inhabitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. We are challenging stagnation. We are challenging and coming against barrenness of every kind. Anything in your life that is stagnant, anything in your life that is still, anything in your life that is barren, we are commanding that thing to break. We are breaking all stagnation. We are praying for God to enlarge our territory. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I challenge all stagnation. I challenge all barrenness. Now, now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you are enlarging my territory. You are enlarging my coast. I thank you that as I lift my voice and pray, that you are increasing my influence. Remove me from where I am. Take me higher. Take me deeper. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my audience. Enlarge my influence. Enlarge my influence. Enlarge my influence. Father, I thank you that my influence is enlarged. I thank you that all stagnation in the growth of any church in Houston, in Charlotte, in Jacksonville, I thank you that barrenness is not our portion. I thank you that stagnation is not our portion. I thank you that we always grow. We always expand. We always excel. I thank you that according to the covenant that you made with me when I was a child, that whatever I would speak, you would back it up. I call on that covenant. I challenge that covenant. And in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, standing on the strength that you're not a man, that you shall lie, I rebuke stagnation. I curse stagnation. I dismantle stagnation. I break all limitations and declare that my influence is being increased, that my finances are being increased. My influence is being increased from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you that I have influence politically. I have influence religiously. I have influence financially. I have influence spiritually. I thank you for divine influence. I command influence. I decree influence. I break all stagnation. I break all stagnation. I break all stagnation. I break it. 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 Basha, busha, liba basa, limandala kuta, lebele diba, robo sukuna, mindandele beklesta, lilandili mi ata. Enlarge my territory. Keep your hand upon me that no evil may not harm me. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge the territory of this house. Enlarge the territory of my family. Enlarge the territory of wherever the sole of my feet tread. I thank you that my finances are enlarging. My finances are not stagnated. Every limit, every lid on my life, on my ministry, on my destiny, be broken. I break through it. 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 Command every limitation. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Shata. Sande. Eba Zikelema. Now y'all pray one more prayer for me. We are praying that the weather be good weather. We've already commanded the clouds to hold up that it didn't rain. God has heard our prayer. They are expecting it to be in the 40s and the 50s. We want the 70s. So in the name of Jesus, all manipulation of weather that would come against us in Charlotte concerning gas on God, by divine authority, you said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him? I am that manner of man, because as you are, so am I. I speak to the elements. I speak to the weather, and I command the sun to shine in our favor. Hey, hey, on Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina, on the account of your word, by the authority as your prophet, I speak to the sun, and I command the sun to shine. We command the sun to shine. We command it to shine, and we command the temperature of the weather to increase. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that this gas on God will be astronomical. It will be influential. I thank you that people everywhere, people will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you will bring people for us to pray for us to minister to, that people will be saved, people will be healed, people will be delivered, people will be set free, people will be changed as a result of gas on God. Hey, hey, we decree it. Here, le baba kashataya, le mandi le mikido lohoza, ze vande, ze vande, ze vande le mikikola, Lilandili mi ita la kadush rupusali likandili mi idala le mandalohota laka lakadibe le bandala kudala hazia zendelele balahaja. We command warm weather. We command warm weather. We command warm weather. We command it. We decree it. We declare it. Hey, hey, shika ika mama mandala basha. I fear the anointing. We command warm weather. We decree warm weather. We declare that we have what we say based on your word. You don't tell lies. You don't tell lies. Why would you do it for KCC? It's not for our glory. It's for the glory of you. It's for your honor. It's for you. It's a seed into the lives of people. And on the account of that, on the account of those who are volunteering, on the account of those who are witnessing and soul winning, send atale, ikandili me up. I stand on that, and I challenge the courts of heaven and declare that the sun will shine in our favor. The sun will shine in our favor. The sun will shine in our favor on tomorrow as we go to the gas station. I thank you for great weather. I thank you for unprecedented weather. I thank you for good weather. No rain. Warm weather. Warm weather, warm weather, warm weather in the name of Jesus. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I believe this. I believe this so much. I'm going from state to state. I said I believe this so much. I'm going from state to state with the underground prayer movement. Telling people everywhere the power of prayer. Nothing just happened. Nothing is just going to happen. You got to pray. It's the effectual, fervent prayer, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man. You can't be concerned about who's around you. You can't be concerned about your makeup, your lipstick. Your prayer got to be heartfelt. It got to come from the depths of your soul when you pray. That's why I'm loud. I'm not doing it to show off. And just because you're loud don't mean your prayer heartfelt. But I'm telling you that I'm an expressive, passionate person. And everything in me, Mala, Lobokolo, Lukalili, Lilelele Beshete, everything in me is in agreement and believing God for the miraculous. So that's why we're meeting the 18th and the 19th in Atlanta, Georgia. We're meeting there for the prayer movement, the underground prayer movement. We want you to go to the website and be a part of the underground prayer movement, briankarn.com. La Shaba, elebe kondele kita la labasa. We got to pray for first ladies. I've been an attack against first ladies. And I think we're going to see something with our first lady in office first. There's an attack coming to her help. She's going to be in the news. Jill Biden. We need to pray for her. But this will be prophetic of an attack that is coming against preachers' wives. First ladies, I'm telling you. Hear me by the Spirit of God. Preachers' wives, pray. We got to pray for preachers' wives. Pray for our nation's president wife. But I'm telling you, I believe something is going to happen, and this is going to be a symbol of what is going on in the body of Christ. Malabas zokolele mandala kita. Mizandili ido lobo kushema. Menkele di baladadia. Lelele vonzolobo kutala vahazia. I'm telling you, I see it. Something is going on with a first lady. It may not be Jill. I believe it's Jill. But something is going on with a first lady politically. And you will see this, and it'll surely come to pass. Jacalabanda Lasso. There are 150 people on this call that I'm challenging to sow a seed of $35. Calaba Soto Lemende. Milalalabasa. I said there are 150 people who I'm challenging right now to go to $PBCJR, Kingdom City Culture, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Go to P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. There are 150 people that I'm challenging to sow a seed of $35 now. I'm telling you what I believe the Spirit of God would have me to say to you. Remember, because Cornelius sowed and prayed in Acts 10, he was able to use that as a point of reference when he stood in the courtroom of heaven. When you give, you can remind God of the seed that you put in the ground. Hey, my God, that's powerful. I said, when you give, you can remind God of the seed that you have in the ground. I don't know about y'all, but I got seed in the ground. Kalabashatalamando. Elamandalakuzalabahaya. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you what works. Hey, Monday. Mende. Indele kikalalamandalo supolelebeshita. I'm telling you, this prayer works. And we're believing God for the miraculous and for breakthrough and for change. Come on here, Prophet Karn. Trust God. This has really stirred up something in me. Y'all don't understand. We were supposed to do Gaz on God a couple of weeks ago. And it got held back. And guess what we did? We went to the church and prayed. And prayed for God to turn this thing in our favor. We went to the church and prayed and asked the Lord to turn it in our favor. And guess what God did? Turned it in our favor. The Holy Ghost weighed it. He turned this thing in our favor. Holy Ghost waited until Gas was the conversation of the nation. And now we had 7 or 8, I believe, if I'm not exaggerating, I know it's at least 6 news stations reach out to us, already got us on the news. I just left from the church doing an interview with the news. Say, we'll be coming out there tomorrow. God did it. He's expanding our territory. Are you hearing me? That's what he's doing. So I'm telling you, trust God and pray. Don't complain. Pray. Don't get mad. Pray. Because all things work together for the good. That's the scripture we stood on. Romans 8:28. That all things work together for the good. We stood on that scripture. Madile lelebanda la guda la hazia. We stood on that scripture. Yay. Mankala mandili bikito loku da la casa. And now we're seeing God move. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Go to the website. What website? That's where you saw it. Cash App, $PBCJR. $ Kingdom City Culture. You can sort at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But I'm telling you this much, because God is the greatest power, we'll never be defeated. I'm challenging everybody under the sign of my voice to make it to the underground prayer move in Atlanta, because I believe it's going to be life-changing. I don't care what you got planned. Make your way to Atlanta for the underground prayer movement. You are blessed. You are favored. Now, listen, I give you Saturdays and Sundays off. Saturday, of course, you know we'll be doing Gaz on God, but that's your time with your family. And Sunday, you have church. But I'm telling you right now to set your alarm. Set it for whatever time. Keep it set. From Monday morning, we're back in prayer for the rest of the week. We're back in prayer for the rest of the week. So set your alarm for Monday morning. I'm expecting you to meet me in prayer. And we're believing God for the miraculous. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. And you can't be stopped. Tell the devil I said so. More grace. Where's your phone?